Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask that these teachings about grace really help any sister that's listening understand how to become more powerful for your glory so she may move your hand and for the saving of souls. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted and God's grace can keep you and understanding how it works, okay? We're going to pick it up here. This is Romans chapter 9, starting at verse 19, where we left off. Yesterday it says, "Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump, to make one vessel of honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory?" So that's Paul's reply to people who question predestination and go, well, why would God make people to go to hell and things like that? That's Paul's reply. Who are you to question God? And it's true. So, okay, we need to really humble ourselves and just be glad that we are vessels of mercy. Okay, because you could not be a vessel of mercy. So, you know, that's a perfect response. And that's what the Bible says when people question it. And then also to, you know, Jesus doesn't say, it's not a suggestion. Okay. Just a reminder. He doesn't say this. He says that you must be converted and become as one of these little, and humble yourselves as one of these little children to enter the kingdom of God. He says you must. Okay. So, we just don't know anything, okay? Once again, God is always right. We are always wrong. And we can't, in this state of a fallen, sinful world, okay, and having a mind that is even corrupted by sin, but being corrected and renewed daily, okay, by the Holy Spirit, okay, it's becoming holy and renewed, but it's still being brought from a place of corruption, okay, due to the fall and sin. Question an eternal, perfect, and holy God. We can't do that, okay? So I just urge any sister, if you do struggle with the doctrine of predestination, and all these questions start popping up, and they really are false accusations against God, and say, well, why would he do this, and why would he do that? Just humble yourself as a child, and know that you, just be grateful that you're, first of all, you're a vessel of mercy, number one, and number two, that you just don't know anything, okay? You really don't, okay? You may think you know some stuff, but you certainly don't know everything. God does, and just trust him, okay? Like a child, knowing that he knows what he's doing and that he's right, okay? Because he is, all right? That is the first verse talking about predestination, okay? We're going to move on to Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 13. It says, "But we are bound to give thanks always to you, to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because he hath from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the attaining of glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle." Okay, so that's another verse talking about, again, that's verse 13. God hath from the beginning chosen you unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Okay, so the Bible says very clear, we're just predestined. And I'll go on with the other scriptures in the next podcast. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these teachings, that she really humbles her heart and asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. And reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, reads it again. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.